proclamation number 5222 dated the September 29th, 1951. Knowledge about goal and purpose. Childship to God. You are destined to become children of God and can indeed reach that goal. However, are you humans at all aware of your goal, your purpose on this earth? And is it not your own fault that you don't know anything about it? Are you not living a way of life which cannot result in any kind of realization for you? Are you not spiritually blind? And thus you seriously ought to ask yourselves why you are ignorant, and I will give you the answer. You lack the love which guides you into realization. For love is the key to wisdom. Love is the light which illuminates your spirit. Love guides you into truth, and as soon as you live in love, the goal and your purpose will come clear to you. The knowledge of it can certainly also be conveyed to you if you live an earthly life without love. It will also be conveyed to you in order to awaken your sense of responsibility, yet you will never believe what you are told even if it is the truth, because without love you lack the power of realization. This is why my word, if it is preached to you, will remain unsuccessful and not be taken seriously by you until you become lovingly active of your own accord. Consequently, love must be preached first, and anyone taking this sermon to heart will grow in realization and also be able to believe what he is taught. You are all destined to attain childship to God, to attain an exceedingly blissful state in an abundance of light and strength. You are destined for this, but you can never be forcibly placed in this state by me, because it requires your free will to become a true child of God, my image, which can create and shape like me in blissful happiness. For this reason it is so extraordinarily difficult to persuade you humans without forcing your will to aspire towards this highest goal. This can only be achieved if you live in love, because then you will also know about your origin, your imperfect state and your ultimate goal, for then you will recognize what you had been, what you are now and what you shall become again. You can create an inconceivably blissful state for yourselves if you live a life of love on earth. And therefore I send my disciples into the world again in order to preach love to people, for they have only a short time left in order to reach their goal on earth. My love constantly endeavors to lead people into realization, but they must voluntarily, of their own accord, transform themselves into love. And blessed is he who ignites his indwelling spark of love. Blessed is he who thereby comes closer to me and can avail himself of my strength of love. For he will reach his goal. He will make contact with me and not rest until his spirit has united itself with the Father Spirit of eternity, until his love has merged with the eternal love, until he has become and then remains my child for all eternity. Amen.